Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire, your perfect midwife, Aaliyah. So tonight we're going to talk about transparency. But before we jump in, I want to thank our beautiful, beautiful sponsors. So, of course, we're going to thank Elder Cornelia Brown. I tell you, I love this woman. Ever since she connected with me a year and a half ago, she has been supporting us as a sponsor with Red Rose Conquerors. And you can get help with coaching and starting your own startup business with her, and you can contact her at 404-786-0873. She can even help you get started in your own business for as low as $25. Again, that was Cornelia Brown at 404-786-0873. Then the song, that songbird you just heard, that's our very own songbird of On Friday Inspire, that is Miss Deidre Norvette, and she has an EP called This Is Me. Y'all, you got to go get it. It'll bless you. It costs less than a value meal. So y'all go support my sister out there. Ultimately Unique You. Ultimately Unique You has accessories and things of that nature that will be, I mean, ladies, you know, we love our little accessories and stuff. So, you know, you can go get that. That's on Ultimately Unique You is on Instagram. You go to Instagram.com/UltimatelyUnique, the letter U. Hey, blessings, everybody. Thank you so much as you're joining. I am thanking our sponsors. And then we're going to jump in. I want y'all to chat with me. We have, if you want to join this detox journey that I'm on, and we'll talk about that too, this detox journey I'm on and weight loss journey, just really getting healthier. And you can get your products at bit.ly/onfire, the number two, the word live, on fire to live. Unique Expression by Designs, that's your one-stop shop for your business and professional products. So if you need something even for like baby showers or whatever, they can get anything customized and done for you. And that is at Facebook. Their Facebook page is UEB Designs, so Unique Expressions by Design. It's UEB Designs, and that's the Facebook page. Mom Biz Boss, where motherhood and business and motherhood is one and the same. Connect with other moms, operational managers, at mombizboss.org. And I'm telling you, some awesome, awesome ladies with some great businesses. Great. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful place to just surround yourself with other like-minded women. So you don't have to be a mother, but just be a like-minded woman that's ready to go to the next level. That's mombizboss.org. We do Zumba with Come Dance with Mina. You can look her up on Facebook on Come Dance with Mina. We do a lot of times Mondays and Thursdays at 6 p.m., but check out the page and she'll post the link. Also, if you have not gotten any of my books, go out to Amazon and you can purchase any of my books. The most recent one is called The 21-Day Mind Detox, because it's time to detox your mind and shift your mind to the places that God is taking you to in this next place, right? Let's see. Oh, and Elder Cornelia's website is labellabaskets.com. So redrosecm.labellabaskets.com. So thank you so much to all of our sponsors. We appreciate you. We love you. And if you're interested in finding out how you can become a sponsor, email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We can tell you how you can be a sponsor too. All right. So topic is, it blessed me, y'all. It's called Your Transparency Has Been a Blessing. And, you know, many times we see people in the finished book. You know, we see them in the finished place. We see them at the end. We see the glam. We don't know what they went through to get to the place that they got to. That's a word. Did you hear that, Nicole? Did y'all hear that? We don't know what they went through to get to the place they've gotten to. We see them in that to place, and, you know, you're like, sometimes people are envious and all that, but you don't know what they went through to get there. You don't know if they ate, if they had to tell themselves that they had to go on a fast just because there was not food there. Or you have no clue what sacrifices that people had to get to get to where they are now. Amen. Both of the Nicole's on this evening. All right. So what I want us to discuss today, and y'all can chime in, we're going to talk about your transparency has been, yes, the anointing cost. Yes, baby, yes, it does. And so I'm going to talk about a couple of people who their transparent moments have been blessings to me. And so they don't even know I'm doing this tonight. But, you know, sometimes, like for me personally, I've had people reach out to me because I have a group called Let's Get Healthy Together. Started when I first started selling the Total Life Changes products, because I actually said, you know what, I don't want to be in my 50s, once I hit 50 in a couple of years, on anybody's medication. So let me take care of this temple now and do what I need to do. And so when I look at pictures from even last year, I was like, wow, I look younger, because now I'm taking better care of my health, right, and better care of my body. Hadn't been on anybody's medicine. Give God praise for that. But in my group, I'm transparent. And today is day 28 that I made a commitment to myself. And what we all, I had a show, I think it was week before last or whatever, where it was talking about committing to yourself. Because many times we go in, or as they say, we go ham for everybody else. But when it comes to ourselves, we drop the ball, or we just half do it, or we, you know, half-heartedly do it. But I know me personally, being transparent, because that's what the show is about tonight. What I would do is I would start something about a week, give it 2 weeks. It might even last 2-4 weeks and I'm done. You know, I've never been a horrible eater, but my body requires movement. I can eat good all whatever, but you still got calories going in. If you're not burning any calories, you're not doing anything there. So in my group, I've been transparent with them, and every single morning, I post, my commitment was 3 miles to myself. My commitment is, you know, like today was a day. I had walked a whole mile, actually did a little jogging, did a whole mile before I realized my phone wasn't in the mode to actually start calculating. But I said, you know what, devil, you are a liar. So I'm going to do 3 more miles, and so I can help encourage that person that's saying, girl, I'm following you. You're giving me motivation. And I've had several people reach out to me that said, I may not like your post, I may not say anything, but I see you, and it's motivating me. And so you being transparent can be a blessing to somebody. There's somebody out there that's saying, I'm tired of this extra weight, but I don't even know that I can do this. I don't know what to do. And it may not be weight. It may be weight in other ways, emotional weight. It may be your past that you won't allow to let go of, but how can God move you into your future or into the present that he wants to place you in if you're still holding on to the garbage? I remember my old pastor years ago, he used to say, how can God give you your, how did he say it? Oh, goodness. Just because I'm trying to tell y'all, it escaped me. It'll come back. But how can God give you your good thing when you're just holding on to that old thing? I don't know where that came from. But anyway, you know, so it is time for us to let the baggage go, let the heavy stuff go. And it's trying to, for some of us, as God is telling you, it's time to be transparent. Some of y'all, you know, you might not be ready for it, so you got to use wisdom now, because you can't be transparent to everybody and for everybody. But God will show you who to do so. But I'm going to share with some people that have been transparent lately and have been a true blessing as I've watched them. Charles D. Clark. Y'all, Charles had been my brother from another mother. We met when I had to do a speaking panel at a men's thing, and he had started his journey in being an actor. Since then, he's become, SAG actor and different things like that. So he's gotten all these accolades and stuff, but his transparency to know where he comes from, and he tells you where he came from to where God has brought him, and he shifted to a vegan diet. And when I tell my brother is shifting, and he's looking good, he's feeling good, and he's God is elevating him in his dreams, because what he's doing, he's saying, I give God the glory in everything I'm doing. Celinda D, I'm telling you, God connected us 6.5 years ago, and she was talking about the radio show she was doing called Removing the Bandages, and her transparency through her show, I think she's on a sabbatical right now with the show, but her transparency with these women and being able to move into speaking life into these teens and being able to use her story to be able to tell people, hey, God delivered me from that. And no, I don't look like what I've been through, because she's a beautiful woman. But to see that God, as God is telling you, because you got to be led, as God is showing you how to be transparent, you won't even believe how many people are being blessed by your transparency. Sherilyn Bennett is another one, y'all. She said she was, I want to say, 47 years old before God she actually manifested the promise of being her own boss, owning her own business, and now she has Camden Lane, and she's doing something else as well. She just released her new book, but she was transparent, and she was talking about she transitioned from, you know, having to go back home, being divorced and broken, starting over and not knowing, but God's promises never failed her. She just stood on the promise, even when she didn't understand it. She did that faith walk. Latasha Holden, I tell you, Latasha, man, she raised 5 or 6 kids. She was homeless at one point. She just did her first comic book during this pandemic. So people are profiting and praising God through the pandemic. They're not allowing the pandemic to be a distraction, but they're profiting through the pandemic. And so in this place of, you know, pausing and being, you know, a little distant, where are you allowing God to do? So, y'all, I want to hear from some of y'all. So let's chat. I put the link in there. Nicole, my sister up in New York, God connected us, oh, God, years ago. And I did a red carpet, and she was, they went bestseller in minutes. With their book, and we've connected, and I mean, you think that we have known each other for millions and millions of years, and y'all, I can't shout out everybody, because I love each and every one of y'all, and y'all have been an impact in my life in some way. So I want you all to know that your transparency, whether I call your name or not, this word is for you if you're on here listening to it live or listening to it through a recording. Your transparency is helping me, not just me, but helping somebody else that they may not hear to like, they may not hear to share, but they see you. And you're giving them that, oh, I can do this. You're giving them that nudge that they need to keep moving. You're giving them that place. Y'all, when I tell y'all that my body was in complete under attack today, and the closer I got to the show, I was like, I had been on my couch for 3 hours trying to get strength to actually be able to talk to y'all tonight. But you can't tell it right now, because I knew that it was about the assignment that I had to do tonight, that I had, regardless of how I felt. I felt fine this morning. I did 4 miles this morning. But, God, you got to understand when it's a spiritual thing. One of the things the Lord revealed to me on my walk this morning, see, it's more in a meditation with me and him these days, and he revealed to me that in this place that he's taken us to, in this new dimension, that you can't get caught up in your emotions when he's trying to get caught up for him when you all emotional and you're all over the place and you're allowing people and things to take your attention out of him. He said, I need to hear me clearly. I need to see me clearly. So go ahead and move emotions out of the way so that you can get to where I'm calling you to be. Hey, man, I got Providence and Nicole on. You come and share with us tonight. Hey, man, my sister from another part of New York. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, sister, how are you?
I'm good. So tell me, what you want to add tonight? Anybody want to add, y'all? We're doing this chat. But, you know, as God was showing me in that vision, it really wasn't a vision. It was in my morning walk, my morning meditation with him. And you know, when you see clouds move, Nicole, how do clouds move? They move like this, right? That ain't how he showed it to me. He showed me a 3D dimensional, and the clouds were rising up. And it was like a 3D. It was like he said, this dimension I'm moving you into, and I'm moving my people who hear me into, you got to hear me and you got to move with me. You can't be moving by what you feel, what you think. And so I was just like, woo, yes, God. And so when I shared it with my other sister, my cousin and sister in Christ, she was like, oh, my God. You know, and every person that God allowed me to share it with today has just been like, oh, yes, I feel that. So what do you want to share?
It's just that we have to, first of all, the Bible tells us we overcome by our testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know me, I'm an open book because I always feel that anything I went through, it has purpose, and the purpose is to help somebody overcome what they're going through. If they can see, we live in this generation, I've noticed that faith, the people now don't really live by faith. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents, they live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
People now, they want to see it before they believe it.
Yeah.
I know what the Bible says that we're supposed to have faith, but this generation, they need to see it. So I'm an open book, and my thing is whatever I've been through, I'm not ashamed, I'm not embarrassed, I'm not bitter, I'm not broken, because God is using it for a purpose.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have homeless, I've had cancer, you know, I've been a caretaker to my mother with cancer who passed away, to she was my mother-in-law at the time. I'm divorced now, you know. Been through all these things in life, but yet and still, God has still blessed me. And everything that I've been through has been a blessing, even though I didn't see it at that point in my life.
Right.
So at those points, you know, you look at the dashboard, you know, you look like, God, what am I going through? But when you come out of that thing and when you jump over that hurdle and when you go past that roadblock and you see that it had a purpose, it just gives you a whole nother aspect of life. And because of that aspect of life, I have written a book. I've been a part of the book. That's how we met, because of the book.
Right.
I've opened a nonprofit organization to help young girls and women to push past the pain and produce their purpose. You know, and that's the sad thing about it is a lot of women, if they be truthful, they have put dreams, they have put visions, and they let them lay on the wayside because of hurt and all the obstacles and things that they've been through. But if you really regroup and take all of those things and put them in perspective, you're already amazing, not you, but the women that's watching this, the young girls that will watch this, you already are amazing. But when you take those trials and those heartaches and those things that we count as losses, you actually win. You actually win.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have ever thought that I would have took all of those things that I've been through and wrote a book, all those things that I've been through and now have a nonprofit organization that is going to help men. You know what I'm saying? But I could only have done that because I've been through something and I know that God can bring me out.
Yes.
So I come to encourage y'all tonight. I come to encourage not be a scripture. Let it be. I mean, if you want that mansion, if you want that Maserati, speak it. Your bank account might not say you can have it, but you don't know how God is going to bless you. Just because you have faith, just because you spoke that thing into existence. Yeah, listen, I got that crazy faith. I really do. But
yes,
I've been speaking some things, and I'm seeing some things manifest, and I'm super excited about my next. I am.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. You have definitely encouraged some people. You know how as an intercessor you feel everything. So you have encouraged some people's hearts tonight. So thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you for joining us. All right, I see Minister Coulter coming back and helping us out tonight. Minister Coulter, I'm adding you to the stream. Let's see here. Well, I'm trying to. All right, can you hear us? I think you're on mute. Minister Coulter, you're on mute.
Can you hear me? Because I feel like my internet is going in and out or something.
Okay, yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Thank you so much for having me on tonight. It's a blessing any time that,
Okay.
It's a blessing any time that I get to be on the show with you. It is just a blessing. I was listening to Prophetess Nicole when she was talking about how, you know, and the show tonight, you know, is talking about, correct me if I'm wrong, talking about transparency.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Talking about how transparency blesses you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have to understand that, you know, in this hour, people are not looking for a production. We're looking for God's presence.
All right,
and
now.
So we don't need anything that's made up for us. We don't need anything that somebody's putting on a show. What we need is the real. And
yes.
Nicole was talking about how she used to have, when she had, you know, dealt with depression and anxiety and panic attacks. I remember specifically my husband and I were going through a financial crisis, and I was in my bathroom having a panic attack. And you have to understand, my husband works about an hour away from me. And so I was calling to say, you got to come home, because I couldn't catch my breath. My chest was tight. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm just going to leave a baby, because I felt like I was having a heart attack. But, you know, when you line up with the Word of God and when you do the things that the Lord says to do, and as Prophet Nicole was saying, you use the Bible as your roadmap, there is nothing that God will not do, no good thing will He withhold from His children.
Yeah.
And tonight, before I got on the show, that's, as I was walking, I was just reminded that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much purpose in the atmosphere. If we could just reach, it's almost you could just reach up and touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I were talking, and you was like watching the clouds. It was like in real time in 3D. I mean, and that's how real, if we could just reach up and touch God right now.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that the more real you get with Him, the more real He's going to get with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need. God don't need us all dressed up and made up. He needs us naked before Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about a physical nakedness. I'm talking about a spiritual nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
And say, God, this is where I am. This is the real of where I am. This is the real of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we do that, when we get real with Him, He get real with us, something is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to shift. Oh, my God. I'm just feeling it in my knowing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, as I was walking and the Lord was just talking, and y'all be encouraged on tonight. Don't let the enemy make you think that you're not gonna make it. You're
mm-hmm.
really already made it. He's just trying to keep you in your manifestation. You really already made it,
Ooh.
But He's just trying to keep you from your manifestation. You know, for a past week, I've been talking about this, those little foxes that spoil the vine. You know what? Thank God for the little foxes, but the little foxes are cursed and got to go back to where they came from, and that's up under our feet, y'all. And I'm telling you what's true. It's just a blessing to know that, you know, whenever we call upon His name, He hears us. He hears us really before we call out to him. Because if we think about Genesis, when Cain killed Abel, you know, it wasn't literally Abel that spoke out to God because he was already dead. But it was his blood that called out from the ground that got God's attention. And that was the faith of Abel, because we have to remember, Abel brought God the best of his garden and the best of his reaping. Y'all, if we give God the best of what we got, it's going to call out to him, and with us even opening up our mouth, because our spirit calls out to him.
Jesus.
So, you know, the more transparent we get, the more we got in, the more he just talks to us, the more he just, oh my God, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. The
thank
more we
Lord.
Talk to him,
thank
the more
Lord.
He going to talk to us. Lord, we just open up our mouth and tell God, Lord, this is where
yes,
I am. Lord, I drank them last night. Lord, I felt like I had to go out and just be wasted. God, I felt like I had to scream. God, I felt like I was into my life. God, I felt like nobody was hearing me. Just get real and naked and unashamed, y'all. Let's just get naked and unashamed
yes,
before you.
Yes, God.
Somebody on tonight, it don't matter what your last whatever was, your fault was, I don't care what your fault may be, but the more we get naked before him and just talk to him and commune with the Father, he is going to commune with us. It's something about the outer court and it's something about the inner court, but it's in the holies of holies is where he dwells. So y'all just go on into the holies of holies and just be real before him so he can be real with us. Oh my God, I thank you. Like I just talk much, but I just thank you for on tonight because my spirit is just full.
Yes.
And it's just,
you are fine.
I'm just full right now.
You
are
fine.
And God is just, oh God, he's speaking
yes,
in this God. Hour.
Yes. Yes.
God is just speaking in this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, it's just so wonderful.
Yes.
It's so good to know that in this hour he's speaking, we just can get our ears in tune to what he's saying.
Yes,
there's so
God.
Much that he's saying to the church on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the building. I'm talking about the people.
Yes.
So, woman of God, you know, as you continue to do and walk out your obedience before the Lord, you know, I'm excited about what my spirit man sees in you and in your show. And I don't want to call it a show, but in your broadcast and reaching out to the people, continue to be blessed. And because you know what? You're blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And just knowing that we can call in and be a part of something so beautiful and so real. It's nothing, it's no production about it. It's just real on tonight. And real knows real.
Yes, God. Yes, God. I tell y'all, when I had the spiritual attack, I told you this morning, I said, either I'm interceding for somebody or this show about to be powerful tonight. Remember I told you that? And as I got into, I was talking to my little sister Nicole, and I was talking to her and telling her what God was revealing to me. And, you know, and as I was doing that, it was a slight fight, but not quite. You know what I'm saying? And the closer I got to getting ready to get on the show, it was like, okay, I fought through because I knew there was a breakthrough for somebody tonight. So it wasn't even about me. It wasn't about my feelings or what I was feeling, because I'm telling you, I walked and jogged 4 miles today. How is it that I'm all of a sudden sick in my body? The devil is a liar. So, yes, we got to be so out of our emotions. So even when your physical body tells you something, you tell your body, that don't belong to me. Like Nicole said, okay, my knee's been trying to give me an issue, but like I told her when she told me that earlier, I say we speak to every organ, we speak to every attachment of our bodies, we speak to every body part, and we say body part function the way you were created. Because I was trying to have an issue with my knee when I was jogging. I said, no, that don't belong to me. You understand what I'm saying? You gotta know what's your portion, and that's not our portion. So even if you got swelling right now, Nicole, we speak to that swelling. We tell her that you're unauthorized. It has unauthorized. What's the word I'm looking for? It's an unauthorized presence. So we tell it that it has to be removed right now in the name of Jesus. So if there's swelling in your knees or whatever you got going on right now, we cancel that. And we tell it that it's evicted now in Jesus' almighty name. We just go ahead and come into agreement right now in Jesus' almighty name. You got to understand when there's a presence of God together and when there's a presence of people that hear him and people who operate in him, there is a power that he can do, not in and of ourselves, but he can do. So you just got to have the willingness. And as you were talking a while ago, I wrote this down. I wrote down, present yourself to him so as you get into his presence, you'll experience his presence. As you present yourself to him and get into his presence, you'll experience his presence. And if you've never been there, there's nothing like it. There's nothing that anybody can offer you, no price, no money, no nothing. Nothing in this world, even if you get some $10,000 mattresses, even if you got that Lamborghini or whatever else, there's nothing like being in his presence and just getting your portion in him. There's a feeling, and I'm not talking about F-E-E-L-I-N-G. I'm talking about a F-I-I-L-I-N-G. There's a feeling that he gives you when you just tap into him. Like that umbilical cord that the babies have from the mother. The Lord gave me that one night. I don't know if it was on the show or when I was a guest on somebody else's. But the Lord gave me an umbilical cord analogy, and I just saw that in the spirit again. And it's like, you know, the baby get their nutrition from the mom through the umbilical cord. And so when you reconnect with him, he's doing a feeling of what all that was taken out, whether it was, you know, today's day or whatever it is, that person dealing with depression, that person dealing with anxiety or whatever that is that you've been dealing with, go ahead and just get in his presence and get your feeling. Get your feeling. F-I-I-L-I-N-G, not just F-E-E-L-I-N-G, because a feeling will pass. But when you get your feeling, F-I-L-L-I-N-G, there's a difference. And, you know, I was trying to get rid of type of what you were saying a while ago. And you know, you got to understand that things kind of come to try to take distraction, get you distracted. Because the only thing it allowed me to do was copy and paste the link, but it wouldn't let me type a moment ago. And I still can't type. But guess what? It's okay, because I still said it. So you got to understand when there is a, when the presence show up, I don't care if it's on the phone. I don't care if you're just, like Tara said, she was having her walk, and she had that intimate time with him. When I was on my walk this morning, I had that intimate time with him. You just get still enough to get out of your emotions, shut everything else down, and just get with him. The Lord woke me up yesterday morning at 3:50. He woke me up this morning at 4:40. And I just said, okay, Daddy, what are we talking about today? Because you got to understand there's a reason for the awakening. There's a reason. What is it that I'm supposed to speak with you about at this time? Because nobody else has my attention but you. So just understand that intercessors, if God is waking you up at time, you ask him if you're supposed to be praying or if there's just some communication that he can do with you. Because sometimes there's some things that he's saying to you in the hour. So don't sit there and say, oh, goodness, I can't go back to sleep. Mm-mm. Okay, Daddy, I'm here, I'm listening. Who is that in the Bible to say, I hear you, Lord, here I am?
Oh, that was, oh my goodness, Hannah's son, whenever she sent him to be with the prophet,
mm-hmm.
she had prayed for him. Mm-hmm. And that was, I preached that one time, and I know because the Lord called him four times.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, he said to the Lord, okay, Lord, because he went to the prophet, and he kept asking the prophet, and I'm paraphrasing, he asked him, no, is that you calling me?
Right.
And the prophet told him, no, go back and lay down. And that was Samuel. And he went to the prophet the second time. Prophet said, no, I didn't call you. And again, I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
When he called him that third or fourth time, he finally said, here, I hear you. I hear you. And again, I'm paraphrasing, but that was who it was. It was the son of Hannah, because
mm-hmm.
she had been praying for him for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's the hour we're in. We got to be so sensitive to hear his voice, and not, we got to drown out everything else. And that was my prayer even, I think it was last week or week before last, that we're so desensitized to everything else but his voice. We got to be sensitive enough to move in this hour, because it's not serving us anything to hear the news. It's not serving us anything to hear. But when you hear him, hear his voice, if you hear him through people, then you know the difference. But if you're just hearing chatter and it ain't saying nothing, it ain't upbuilding or whatever, you got to disconnect. Because in this hour, he's doing a filling, F-I-L-L-I-N-G, to make sure that you're fueled. Oh, girl, you get it. There's a filling for the fueling. He's refueling some people, and that's what we need. That's what we're needing right now. Oh, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Woo. My God, I tell you, I tell you, I tell you. You know, I just love when God just has his way. But that's all he wants. He wants willing vessels that say, you know what? I don't have to operate in a type. I don't have to operate in a building, because I am the building. There was a scripture he gave me earlier that I was sharing with some young ladies, and he said, just remind them of who they are. And I said, okay, Daddy, I will. But he said, remind them, it was Isaiah 43, I want to say it's 6. But he said, remind them that I've called them by their name and that they're mine. And I think some people need to be reminded that he's called you by your name and that you're his. It don't matter what you've been through. He knows what you've been through. He knew the choice you were going to make before you made it. But yet, the promise is still there, like we talked about. But but even in your transparency, you know, in this hour, there are some people that God is using. Your transparency is like, it's doing some stuff for some people. It's doing some stuff. You know, you may think that, oh, I'm just going to do this little goal, and I'm just going to, I'm telling y'all don't know how much it's blessing me to share with people to say, I'm on this journey. I've stuck with it 28 days, and that's blessing me to be able to share it. But even in that, like, y'all, I do not go anywhere with a headscarf on my head. But I actually was jogging, and yesterday the Lord said, I'm going to show you what transparency is. And I did a video for them on my group, with my chat. My wrap was, my hair was soaking wet. So I put my hair scarf on, and I did a video. Why? Because somebody needed to see that side of me. Somebody needs to see that, hey, sweat dripping everywhere. But somebody needed to see that, because that was their motivation. That, you know what? Yeah, she's human just like me. And she didn't feel like doing it today, but guess what? She did it. She had to do an extra extra mile just to show them 3 miles to keep me motivated today. Why? Because she made that commitment to herself. Yeah, she could have said, I did 2 miles, because y'all see the two, and then Nathaniel didn't count the first mile. I could have easily done that. But I said, I know what this is. And halfway through it, 2.5 miles into it, of what I did, you know, I couldn't see. I knew it was 2.5 miles, but I could only see a mile and a half. Then I start having pains in my stomach. And then my knee start hurting. I'm still going to do these three. So persevere and pursue. I think that's what I said this morning in the video to the group. Persevere and pursue. You know, being on a healthy track, being on the weight loss thing may not be your thing. But whatever God is having you do, that may be a way that he gets you to what he's called you to do. You know, you thought it was this, but it was so much deeper than that. Yes, God, you see, Nicole, she said, that's how I came on, no makeup, just me. Nicole, I almost wore my hair wrapped up this night, but I was like, it's going to start falling down and stuff. But, yes, I started to do a head wrap. Not the head wrap, but just have my hair wrapped up. It's time for us to, that transparency of, you know, I don't have any, you know, makeup on. I had put on some mascara because I was like, okay, I'm not feeling 100%, so let me look presentable. I don't want to scare people. But I put on some mascara. That's what I got on. I didn't put nothing else on. And I combed my hair out the wrap. That was it. But the transparency of us, it's time for us to just walk in what he's calling us to do. I don't care what the elements are telling you. Don't receive what the elements are saying. Because the elements are lying to you. It's a lie. Just go ahead and know it for what it is. and walk in that which God said it is. Don't go by what the enemy tried to present to you. What did God say? What did God say? Well, I just got my phone back up. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. It was Isaiah 43:1. It said, but now this is what the Lord your creator says, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you from captivity, and I have called you by name, you are mine. That is an amplified version of Isaiah 43:1. The mask got my face all broke out, and now I have a lot of dark spots. But it's all good at the day. At the end of the day, it's all a distraction. Girl, you better say that. At the end of the day, it's a distraction because a lot of people have been saying the mask is breaking them out and stuff. At the end of the day, guess what? You're still beautiful. No makeup, no nothing. God is just, he's awesome. He is just awesome. Woo! Minister Terry, you have anything else? Jesus. My goodness, my goodness.
No, ma'am, I'm good for tonight. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for your transparency, and thank you for sharing what God was giving you, because I tell you, it straight blessed me. I'm cutting cartwheels in the spirit, if you can see it.
Me too.
All right. See you later. Y'all, I tell y'all, when you just walk in obedience and just be still enough to hear God, I didn't leave my house the whole weekend other than to get my walk in. I went outside, got my walk in, and went out on Sunday. I got my walk in, but I was motivating another young lady. And I said, you know what the Holy Spirit said? Go walk with her. So I reached out to her. I said, you asked me about my walk yesterday, but I was finishing my walk. I said, but I've done my walk this morning, but I'm going to walk another 3 miles with you. So on Sunday, I actually did 6 miles because I went and walked with her. Sometimes you can help somebody else, and there's freedom, and you're just doing something so selfless. You know, you can be a listening ear to someone. So what God is leading you to do, don't question it. Because if you question it and you go out from your flesh and your carnal mind and emotions, you're not going to do it. You're going to say, I'm good. I've already done my 3 miles. Why am I going to go do 3 miles? Because that's what you're led to do. And so in this hour, I want you to get out of your emotions, because somebody's transparency, whether it's mine or somebody else, their transparency is being a blessing to you, and you need to use that as your motivation, that if God blessed them, he's no respecter of persons. He's going to do the same thing for me, if not greater. And remember, the word says, greater things shall you do. Remember that. Remember that. He said, greater things shall you do. And when Minister Coulter said a while ago that it's time for us, God, we're not looking for no production. We're looking for his presence, and that's what we need. That's what we need at this time, to get into his presence. We don't need to be entertained anymore. Time out, as my mom used to say, time out for all of that. But get into his presence and just do the things that evoke his presence, and just let him talk to you, and just let him do what he's called you to do. Just be obedient, just be willing. Because I'm telling y'all, over 6 years ago when God first told me to do this, I said, you want me to do what? But guess what? You got to get out of your own way. Because he also said, when you get out of the way, I'm going to show you who you really are. And so you could be holding your own self hostage by what you think. You know, sometimes, and I was reading something today, it blessed me. Thank you for sharing that with me too today. This man gave a perspective to the single women. He said, you used to say your type. Well, guess what? In this hour, you don't know what God is doing, so don't go by your type, because your type ain't got you what God's presence was getting you anyway. So I tell you, that blessed me today too, because there was, you know, I was able to share that with some young ladies. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. But being in his presence is going to produce some things for you. It's going to open doors for you, because you're going to be sensitive enough to know, wait a minute, I didn't even try to do this, but this is coming my way. And so just be obedient. Just stay present. And being in that present place, to be in his presence, to hear what he's calling you to do. Because that sale stuff we worked on off of last year, it's not working. Even the stuff we worked off of last month, that's not working either, because he's moving us in a dimension there. He's like, I'm giving you a now word, and I'm giving you all of me. So just give me all of you. Because, you know, sometimes we want to like, okay, Lord, I'm giving you just a little bit of me. Not right now. He said, I want you to give me all of you because there's so much I want to do for you. So if you give me all of you, then you're going to be able to hear me. I'm not saying you got to be perfect for him to do that. No. But you got to be present and you got to be willing. But you don't understand, Aaliyah. I'm still drinking. I'm still doing it. Okay, but are you willing? Because as you continue to walk in place of obedience, you're not going to have a desire for those things anymore. So, yeah, just be obedient and just be willing. Be a willing vessel, and I promise you there's nothing like it. Anybody else want to share tonight or add? Let's go. Since this little thing is not letting me do anything but actually copy and paste the link, so anybody wants to share tonight, I'm going to, I don't even see it. I'm trying to add it, y'all. Y'all won't even let me add it. Oops. So if any of y'all want to join in on the discussion, y'all have to scroll up and click on that link that says StreamYard with the letters and numbers. Click on that and you can come on with me and discuss. Otherwise, y'all know me. If the Holy Spirit ain't moving no more, guess what we do? We get on offline. Y'all, it's amazing when you just let God be him. I started the show 6 years ago come December, and I've seen him transition it from interviews to last year he had me doing a teaching series, and then I went from teaching to actually during the pandemic, he said that so many people are giving up and there's so many people in a place of hopelessness. He said, so now you're going to open it up and y'all going to chat. And so everything that God is doing in this hour, you got to be sensitive enough to when he says it's time to move, you just flow with it. You just move with it. Because I wasn't about to do it like this, but that's what he said do. And I walk in total obedience. When he said do something, I do it. Am I perfect? No. Am I saying I'm perfect? No. But guess what? I am a willing vessel that says, okay, God, if that's what you say, do. I ain't going to question. I'm going to do it. If you say go up here to McDonald's and da-da-da, I don't even eat that like that. But I'll go up there because it may be somebody that you're telling me to buy a meal for. So just be obedient. Be willing to do what he's calling you to do. Y'all, I tell you, y'all have best tonight. And I thank God for each and every one of you, whether you're listening live, whether you're listening on the radio, or if you're listening to that, I hope this has blessed you as much as it has blessed me. For those of you who had that little hiccup on the online radio portion, thank you all for letting us know. I did not realize that it had dropped you all off on there. So prayerfully, you all can still hear on that side. But, y'all, we are done. Because I'm not seeing anybody wanting to say, hey, I want to join in. Let me see if I can look at my online people over there. And it's taking too long to load it, so evidently we're done. So, y'all, I thank you for joining tonight. If y'all have a friend or family member or whoever, share the broadcast with them because it may encourage them. There is so much that God is doing and saying in this hour. We got to make sure that we're being a blessed people. Even if you think, well, you know what? They ain't going to listen. Guess what? You never know. What Nicole said may be the very word that they needed. What Minister Coulter said may be the very thing they needed. Whatever I said may be the very thing that they needed. So don't go in emotions. Don't move in your emotions. Remember, we're led by the Spirit in this hour. But I am Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, your personal cheerleader, your Miss on Fire Inspire, as they call. Love you, Tula sis. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. Back here on Friday. Good night.